This Week in Myself.
Huge thanks to Matt and Ashby for handing out the awards during our One Big Beautiful Award Show, where we covered the bill's biggest tax impacts on companies. I'll be honest, I wasn't expecting that many Zoolander references, but you know, I'm here for it. So what's the bottom line on the One Big Beautiful Bill, or OB3 as we referred to it? Well, to me, I had three takeaways from the conversation. Number one, OB3's objective is clear. It wants companies to invest and operate in the United States. And it achieves that objective by mixing a lot of proverbial carrots with a few sticks to keep that investment at home. The carrots, we've got things like 100% bonus depreciation, immediate R&D deductions, more interest deductions, and the updated FIDE deduction that can lower the effective tax rate on export income. And then we've got the sticks for companies who do business outside the United States. You know, first, there's the updated foreign minimum tax known as NECTIE, which targets low tax profits that are earned overseas. And then there's some new denials or restrictions on tax credits for projects that have certain ties to certain foreign countries. Takeaway number two, permanence changes the playbook. I mean, for the last decade or so, companies have been working through short-term tax incentives that were scheduled to be phased out without knowing which ones would get extended, if any. OB3 comes along and makes virtually all the corporate tax provisions permanent. And that long-term clarity is going to lead to long-term planning. Where to place IP, where to place people, when to build that next facility, where to locate it, and how to deploy the cash that companies can expect to save given all those deductions I just mentioned. Now, obviously the tax effects are just one piece of those much larger decisions that need to take into account other economic factors such as tariffs, but it's certainly leading to a lot of complex modeling efforts as companies rethink their long-term plans. And then my final takeaway, you know, the accounting for OB3 mostly tweaks around the edges. I think disclosures are more of the headline. You know, from an accounting perspective, expect judgment refreshes, you know, things like valuation allowances or possible impairments for certain investments and tax credits, but not a wholesale overhaul. From a disclosure perspective, I think companies really need to think about their MD&A and make sure it's informing their investors of expected changes to cash taxes or the effective tax rate going forward. And then there's the new tax disclosure ASU, which takes effect this year. And I think the new rate rec disclosure is really going to put a spotlight on the effects of OB3. So if you haven't started working on that, now is the time to get going. And with that, I'm Nick Tricarci, and that's the bottom line. If you're working through the immediate effects of OB3 or modeling the long game, you know, reach out to me or Ashby or Matt. We can get you connected with the right people and the right tools to help you make the right decisions. And if you want more on anything we covered, you know, listen to the full episode. We went through a lot of detail. We had a lot of fun. And while you're there, please subscribe and leave us a review. And don't miss our free CPE. You can earn credits just by listening to this podcast or our many others that are available at kpmg.com/us/FRV podcast. And tell us what you want to hear next. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you later.